halacha, we learn the rivis. Last week we learned inside just to get a little bit of flavor of the laws of rivis from the Levush. I think Skaval, maybe we'll do some more another time. But right now let's review some practical applications of the laws of rivis. I hold in my hands a fantastic sefer. The Reisman sefer is very dense. It's fantastic. It's really fantastic. Maybe we'll have time. If I have time to prepare a little bit, I'm going to try to prepare from that sefer as well. But in the meantime, I have in my hands a very, very, very good sefer called The Ribbis Book. Madrich Lehilchois Ribbis, a collection of everyday ribbis issues and ways to avoid them. By Rabbi Eliezer Kohn, Dayon of the Beis Vad Le'inyone Mishpat. I believe he comes from a kollel in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, he studied in Atlanta, Georgia. And there in Atlanta, he delved very deeply into the laws of ribbis. And he put together a lot of practical questions. Some very nice haskamas, very beautiful sefer from Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rabbi Malkiel Cutler. Who else does he have a haskama from? I don't know who these people are. Saltz. Okay, he has it's a very big Talmud Chacham, and he has some really very, very nice Geshmacha questions about ribbis. Let's discuss some of the questions. And as we go through the questions, we'll learn about some of the Yesodos. We'll work backwards. We'll learn about some of the principles of ribbis. I'll just throw out some of the terms. If you want to summarize all the laws of ribbis, I'll give you an example of some of the terms that we encounter. It's something called ribbis kitsutsa. What does that mean? Set. Ribbis kitsutsa is a synonym for meaning an iser de'oraisa. It's as bad as it gets. Okay, then there's something called avak ribbis. Avak ribbis is synonymous with ribbis midrabana. And in ribbis midrabana, there are many, many categories. Something called ribbis mukdemis. Ribbis in advance. What does that mean? Let's discuss it. Ribbis ni'ucheres. Ribbis that comes afterwards. Ribbis derech mekach umemka. Ribbis that's osur, but it's like a mirma. It's a deception because you're trying to clean it up through buying and selling. Then there's a thing called saw besaw. If you borrow a commodity and you pay back a commodity. Okay, these are just some of the few terms. There's something called poiskin. Poiskin, that's another term. Another very important term is called agar notar, the wages for waiting. That's a very, very common Indian in modern day, the modern world. Then there's something called mechse karibis. As we go through some of the examples, we'll touch upon some of the terms. But let's start.
Also, verbal ribbis, amira.
Ribbis dvarim.
Yeah, like ribbis dvarim.
Right. We discussed that once, and we'll come back. We'll discuss it again soon. Okay. So let me just randomly open up the pages over here. We'll just go through some of the questions, and we'll talk about it. And as we go, and maybe for a few, maybe a day or two, we'll see how much time we'll spend on this. And then maybe if it goes well, I'll get more organized and try to have some system to go through the questions. But right now, just to get our hands wet, let's discuss the following. Shaila, let's say, here's the question. I ask you to do me a favor, and I ask you, you're going to the pharmacy, you're going out to Avenue M, Avenue J, do me a favor, can you pick up for me a bottle of detergent? Just an example. It cost about $9. Last time I bought the detergent, $8, $9. Here's a $10 bill. I'm sorry. Can you do me a favor? Lay out the money for me. I don't have any money off me. Please, can you going out? Buy me what I need. Buy me some toothpaste. Buy me some toothpaste. Lay out the money, please. Do me a favor. Lay out the money, and when you bring it to me, I'll pay you. Okay. I come back with the toothpaste, toothbrush, toothpaste, whatever it is, make an example. I give it to him here. How much did it cost? $9.50. Well, here's $10. Keep the change. Is that osur or mutter? Is it osur or mutter? Osur. Why is it osur? Go to the pharmacy. Buy me some toothpaste. I'm not giving you any money. When I go to the store, and I take out $10 out of my pocket and I buy the toothpaste, the moment when I buy the toothpaste, I'm lending you $9.49. It's a loan. No? It's not a loan? In halacha, I'm laying out the money for you. Why is that not called a loan? I'm going to the store, I'm buying you an item, I'm using my own money, my own credit card, I'm using my cash, I'm laying out $9.49 on your behalf. The moment
a credit card,
you're right. Let's put a credit card on for let's put that aside for the moment. You're right. Credit card is much more complicated. You made a very good point. A debit card. Debit card would be a much better example. Okay, debit card. Credit card. The credit card in halacha is extremely complicated. Extremely complicated. What?
In economic terms, a credit card is a loan from a bank to you.
But you see, there are two different. You're touching upon a very complicated issue. And that is, there's the world of halacha, and there is dina de malchus dina. There is, how does the government, here, Rabbi Say, please. How does the state government view the bank, view the transaction in the credit card? Does it view it from their point of view? Is it cash? Is it a loan? And however they view it, does halacha take that into consideration? Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes, more often than not, it's not clear how the Torah would view certain types of transactions, which from the perspective of halacha would seem to be cash. But yet, from the perspective of the way it's structured, if you read the bylines, the loans, then there's the issue of dina de malchus dina. When does halacha recognize dina de malchus dina? When does halacha not recognize dina de malchus dina? Normally, we always recognize dina de malchus dina, but that's normally when we do recognize that, always usually when it results in a chumra. But when you're going to recognize dina de malchus sedina, where it's going to result in a leniency and permit you to violate what we would consider to be an outright violation of ribis, we would not necessarily lukula, as an act of leniency, allow you to engage in such behavior. So, like example, your example, the credit card. Credit card may indeed be. Let me see my
bar. Why are we jumping to
credit card? Okay, right. You're right. I have a tendency to go off the topic. Right? Let's keep the topic. You're right. Let's go on that. Let's keep to this case at hand.
He gave the
store. I walk in. We'll start again. Reuven says to Shimon, "Shimon, you're going out into the street. You're going out to buy lunch. Do me a favor. When you go to Avenue A&M, there's a pharmacy. Go into the pharmacy and buy me, Mr. Plotnik. It's hard to concentrate.
No, it's something wrong with the machine.
The machine?
So why is it my fault?
Not your fault.
It's your time.
Because it died.
Okay. Better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happened? We go. Reuven says, "Should we go get onto Avenue M? Do me a favor, buy me toothpaste and a toothbrush, and lay out the money for me. I don't have any money on me. I'll pay you back. We're good friends. You can trust me. And when you bring me the toothpaste, I'll give you what it cost. I go to the store. I lay out my own money. The moment I lay out my money to purchase the toothpaste, that is clearly a loan, right? Isn't that clearly a loan?" I've lent you money.
No.
Why is it not a loan? Why is it not a loan? I said lay out the money. Let's make it very clear then. No. Lay out. I don't understand. That's the way the world is. You go. You don't do favors for nothing. You go. So someone asks you to buy something for $10. It's not viewed by the average person as a gift.
Breaking it down to the simplest element is a loan.
It's a loan. It's clearly a loan. Why is it not called a loan? It's a loan. I am taking $10 of my hard-earned money. I am giving it to the store to make a purchase. I'm buying the item not for you. Not for me. I'm not buying it for me. I'm buying it for you. I'm not buying it for me. I don't want this. I don't need this. I have my own toothpaste. I don't need this. I'm buying this for you. When I purchase, I take this money. I'm taking out $10, it's my money, and I am spending it on behalf of you. So right now, let me ask you, who does this toothpaste belong to at this moment, in this moment? When I pick up the toothpaste, when I walk out of the store, who is the owner? Who is the legal owner of this toothpaste?
If you want to say it's a loan, it belongs to the fellow who sent it.
No, let's get a general. Right, so it belongs to Shiruvin.
If I say I'm
right, it's a loan. Right, all right. Okay, right. So when I buy this toothpaste is under the legal ownership of Reuven. Reuven asked me to purchase toothpaste. This toothpaste now belongs to Reuven. It's his. If we go to court, there's a fight. Who does the toothpaste belong to? Let's say we discover in the toothpaste a diamond. Let's say Lu Yitzuya, we find. Let's say there's a lottery. Okay, this happens. You go buy these to sell the battle caps. Take the Pepsi challenge. Remember that? Kirsti Ankusa, the Pepsi challenge. You have to spell the word challenge.
Can't you say I'm paying the 50 cents? You went to the shop.
For Schaar
Tircha? You picked up the toothpaste.
Isn't that what Ribbis is?
So yeah. Come back to my house and went to the toothpaste. You did a malacha.
Did you specify every single loan involves Tircha? Every loan. If you ask me for a loan, let's say you come into my house yesterday for a loan, I give you $1,000. I have to go to the bank. If you're writing out the check, everything you do involves tircha in this world.
For the money, you're allowed to pay. You're not allowed to pay processing fee. If you tell me, look, I'll give you the money.
If you specify that you're charging him for the effort it takes for me to go upstairs to my bedroom, to take out my checkbook, and to write out the check and to rip the check out very carefully so it should not rip. That requires skill. That requires effort.
When you come back with that toothpaste that
yes.
says, here, the tircha that you undertook.
That's right. That might be an exception.
You're saying is correct,
and that is a solution. It's not an ideal solution, but it is a solution to the problem. But let's bring out the problem. I want to first bring out the issue, and then we'll discuss the solutions.
When you're asking for a favor implies that there is no anything extra there.
Exactly. That's what's normally understood.
Words,
tircha, we don't generally charge friends for tircha. That's what life is all about.
The guy who wanted to give it, the lawyer, the guy who asked you the favor, says, you know, you did me a favor. I want to recompense you for all the savings you did for me.
For the tircha. No, that's ribbis. That is what ribbis said, that you've touched upon the core of ribbis. Every loan is a favor. You've done me a favor by lending, by giving me money. I'm going to give you back more money. Why would I want to give you back more money? Out of the goodness of my heart? No, because you've done me a favor by lending me $1,000. I'm going to give you back $2,000 because I don't have $1,000 at this moment in time. I can't buy a house. I can't buy a car. You did me a toiva. I'm going to give you back $2,000. That's ribbis. You don't generally say, for the tircha, I'm only paying back $1,000. But for the tircha that you have gone through to go and write out the check and to go talk to your lawyer, call up the bank and to make all the financial arrangements, I'm giving you a gift for your tircha. That's not the way the average person perceives paying back interest. You don't charge your friend for tircha. If you're in the business, this is what I do. I'm in the business, so there's a processing fee, and there is a delivery fee, and there is this fee, and there's that fee. You go and you trump up charges like you never can imagine. Every little thing becomes another ridiculous charge. You're dealing with two friends. I need a loan. You borrow money, you pay back money, you pay back more money, it's ribbis. I'm telling you, do me a favor, go to the store and buy for me toothpaste. I go to the store, I lay out my money to buy you toothpaste. At this moment in time, who owns the toothpaste? You, Reuven, owns the toothpaste. Ad kidei kach, if you'll find a diamond in that toothpaste, let's say on there's some type of sweepstakes, and when you open up the box, you might find in there some type of the Pepsi challenge. Go to the store, buy me a bottle of Coke. Buy me a bottle of Pepsi. Go back 20 when they had the Pepsi challenge. They probably have all these new things now. I don't know what goes on now. I don't drink Pepsi. They used to have other things. So do me a favor. Go to the store and buy me a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. Who owns that bottle, 2-liter bottle of Pepsi? Reuven. Let's say I go back and I drop it off in your house and Reuven opens up and he doesn't pay me back yet. He doesn't pay me back yet because he's not home. I drop it off at his house and Reuven opens up the cap and he just won $1 million. So Shimon says, it's my $1 million.
You buy you can bring it to them. And meanwhile, you're shopping and someone will, you're putting the stuff in the trunk and you come back and your car is missing and someone stole it or steals it at gunpoint. You can actually, yes, that, I mean, that person.
Legally, yeah.
Money?
Yeah, absolutely. Legal, technically, absolutely.
Technically, but you know.
He asked me, no, real thing about it. He asked me to buy him toothpaste. I put toothpaste in the car, and the car was stolen, and the toothpaste was stolen. Doesn't matter. It's your toothpaste that was stolen.
Right. But all of the papers do you back your toothpaste and you owe me $10.
That's right. That is correct. Well, let me ask you, you wouldn't go ask him for $10. Let's say he asked you to go buy him something worth $5,000. Let's say he asked you, do me a favor, go buy me a garment for my wife. I want to buy her a birthday present. Buy me a $5,000 earrings. Go buy her a pin. Go buy her something, $5,000 gift, ring. Go buy her something, jewelry with $5,000. I go to the store, I lay out my own money, $5,000, and on the way home, it's stolen at gunpoint. So what would you then say to your friend? Oh, I'm not going to ask you for $5,000? Then the story would be a lot different, because the truth is, I laid out the money, I lent you the money, I bought it. It's not my fault that it was stolen. When I bought it for your wife, I bought it for you. You owe me the money. So you still owe me the money.
But let's go back a minute. When you bought it for somebody, what kind of a showman are you, right?
You are, when you bought it, you're a shamachinam. He's not paying me to watch it. It's a shamachinam.
So you're
a shamachinam,
then you're not responsible.
Exactly. I'm not responsible. But the money I can get back, I'm not responsible for the loss of the ring. But I lent you the money. That I'm entitled to get the money back. You'll say to me, I'm not giving you that because you're a pusher. You did not guard the ring correctly. So at first I'll tell you I did guard it correctly. I'm an oinus. A shayma sachar is part from oinsin, and even if I was not an oines, I'm not more than a shayma chinam. You never paid me to guard it. I bought it for you. It's yours. I watched it the minimal amount that I'm supposed to watch it. If it's stolen, you're tough luck. You didn't pay me to watch it, but I laid out the money. By me laying out the money, this is a loan. You owe me the money.
But if you were poshe on it, you bought it for him and you left, you parked the car and you left the window open.
I'm a poshe, then it's a different story. Then I'm chayiv. A poshe is always chayiv. Right. You're right, then I'm chayiv. Of course I'm chayiv. Of course I'm chayiv. I'm a poshe. You're right. I'm a shomer. And a shomer is chayiv if he is negligent. Absolutely. Absolutely. Then I cannot come and demand back the $10 because I was negligent. But let's say, assume I did everything according to the book. I was very super duper careful, and it was stolen. I am not chayef for what happened. I don't have to pay you back for the loss of your item, but you still owe me the money because I laid out the money. When I laid out the money, it was equivalent to extending you a loan.
Now we're all acting like this is all like new to us in a sense, and so now I'm disturbed. That why wasn't this clear to us as we're growing up how to do a favor?
Is this the only thing you're concerned about? I can give you a long laundry list. This was they're a lot worse. This is a trivial matter compared to what should have been clear to us. So let's continue. Let's continue what happens. I come back now. And I say, here's your toothpaste and your toothbrush. Here's the receipt. It costs $9.49. Your friend takes out a $10 bill. Thank you so much. Keep the change. So what you've really done is you've just paid him ribbis. I lent you $9.49 and you've given me 51 cents more than what I have borrowed from you. This is also, believe that. And that was this us. It's also midai rais or midirabanan. It's only also midirabanan. Yeah.
He says put it in the pushka.
Oh, very good. If he says put it in the pushka, then it's not ribbis. It's not ribbis. But then you have to remember to put it in the pushka. He's making you work for him. He's making you. He's asking you to do a favor upon a favor. And he says, here, you go get change. Chutzpah. Yes, I did you a favor. I lent you $9.49, and now you're asking for another favor to go take from the $10 bill. Takes 51 cents, get change, and put 51 cents in the pushka. So that's also not nice. But he said here, take $10, keep the change. That is cool. Let's clarify the terminology because I want to give any more examples. This is called avak ribbis. It's called avak, the dust of ribbis. why is it only called the dust, which is Asa Midrabanan to do this, but this is not Ribis D'Oraisa. Ribis D'Oraisa is only what we call in Chazal Ribis Kitsutsa. Kitsutsa means set, kates, set. It means there is an understanding before the loan is extended that Ribis will be paid. If I tell you in advance, do me a favor, here, it's hard to compete. If I say to my friend, do me a favor, you're going to the street, buy for me toothpaste. It costs approximately $9-$10. When you lay out the money for me, and when you come back, I'm going to give you $10, and I'm going to let you keep the change. You can tell this to a child, okay? To an adult, you wouldn't say this. If a child, you'll give him an incentive. Do me a favor, go to the store, buy me the toothpaste, it costs about $9, and guess what? When you come back and you give it to me, I'm going to give you $10, and you're going to keep the change. That is ribis d'oraisa, because that's kitsutsa. That's set. You're telling the person in advance, extend for me a loan, and I will pay you back more than what the loan is. I'm asking you to go to the store and buy something that costs $9. When you're going to give $9, you're basically lending me money. The item becomes my property, and you're lending me $9 and change. And I'm telling you in advance that when you come back and you give me this item and I pay back the loan that you've lent me $9, $9.50, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you $10. You're not using the word service. See, you're asking your friend for a favor. In Yados, you don't charge people. We live in a world today, unfortunately, where everything is money. We live with brainwashed.
In your case, you didn't set it up as a favor. You said, I'm going
to
give
you. You set up as a loan. You didn't say service. You didn't say to the child, to the friend, I'm going to give you the extra money as a service fee for going to the store for delivery, for service, for processing. You go buy something, there's a processing fee, there's a delivery fee, there's a service fee, they make up all these crazy fees just to make money. You go on Amazon, right? So I had to buy something on Amazon, so it was Amazon, so I wanted to go to Amazon Prime, where there's no shipping charge. And then I found a store that was significantly, not an Amazon with all the other sellers, another store that was significantly cheaper. And I went through, it's really good. And I went through the whole pain of signing up, putting in my email and my name, my address, my private information, and go through all the steps. And then the very last step before you click the purchase, surprise, you live in New York, and so do we. So we're going to charge you $10 tax. Oh, and there's also a processing fee. And also, we fooled you. You thought shipping was free. It's not free in your state. It's only free in another state. So when everything was said and done, it came out to, it was still less than Amazon, but it was like a dollar less. So I said, I don't need you. I'll go back to Amazon for $1. I'll buy it now because I know the whole system. I can have returns. I know the whole system. I don't need to go worry about new diagnosis and problems. I'm more comfortable. $1 more comfortable than what I'm used to. So, okay, there's a lot of service charges. In fact, But that's not the debt. We live today in a world where we're so brainwashed. Every little thing you do, you have to be paid. And if you do something wrong to a person, I can sue you for mental anguish. Mental anguish, millions of dollars. In halacha, there's no such thing. In all of these things, is just hocus pocus. Halacha does not recognize all of these trumped up charges and agmas nefesh. These are things bin odom lamokai. There's no dollar amount halacha ascribes to a lot of these inventions that society has put on suing people for mental anguish. $1 million, I'm going to sue you and you're going to win in court. Halacha laughs at this. You may be able to win. Good. If you can get the money, you can get the money. Okay, no one's telling you now that it's not legal and valid. But in a pure Torah society, these things have no makom. These are laws of the land. Din de malchus adina. Okay, so it works, it's legal, dina malchus adina. But from a Torah perspective, these things are not recognized. When you ask your friend to do you a favor, to go to the store and to buy me toothpaste, you're not asking him, you're asking him for a favor. It's the derech of Yados to do chesed. Chesed is free. Do me a favor, and you tell the person, I'm going to tell them in advance, it's going to cost about $9, I'm going to give you $10. $10 as an incentive, that the person should do it for you. This is ribis de oiraisa. Because before the loan has been extended, you have already specified that ribis interest will be paid. This is an iser de oraisa, and children, you're not going to mechanach them in the wrong way. People will love to do the children and tell them, do me a favor. You're not going to have a chutzpah and tell your friend, oh, do me a favor, or your friend, 60 years old, do me a favor, I'll give you the extra change. But a child, you would. A child doesn't want to do it, so you tell the child, you give an incentive, you go to the store, oh, you have money in your pocket, you have allowance, you have money, so do me the favor and I'll give you. Ribis de oraisa. But if you don't tell the person in advance, you're quiet. You don't say in advance. Just say, do me a favor, go to the store and get buy it from me. When you come back, I'll reimburse you. When he comes back and reimburses you, and now you give him extra money, being that you have not specified in advance that ribis will be paid, this in no way can be osur min ha-Torah. Ribis is only when it's kitsutsa. Kitsutsa is the money has been specified in advance. If the money is paid, the ribis is paid afterwards, when there was no expectation, that's not ribis min ha-Torah. But Chazal said it's a mechsek ribis. It looks like ribis to an observer. This guy lent you $9.49 and now he's being paid back $10. It looks like ribis, even though technically it's not ribis. It's also mishum avak ribis. Yeah.
So here's a problem, Shiloh, we had. My neighbor and I. Neighbor wanted to borrow a bottle of duck sauce. Nice and good. And okay, so my wife gives it duck sauce. Now she tells my wife, do me a favor, go to the store. I don't duck sauce. Could you buy duck sauce and whoever it is, I'll pay you. The same ice. And she buys it. Same ice, except there. And my wife goes and buys it and brings it to the receipt. Same ice. So the extra money, let's say 50 cents, whatever it was, whatever the money was, and we said, I'll keep it. I don't need it. That's also the
same. It's also midrabban. Yes, it's absolutely. Also midrabban. To do that is us. So what do you so what do you do in this situation? How do you avoid? How do you solve the problem?
Very easy. You borrow again. Same thing. My wife's baking a cake and she forgot the eggs.
That's called. That's another shiloh. It's called saw besaw. That's his shiloh. Your shiloh is I'm borrowing eggs and giving you back eggs. And I'm giving you more eggs. Listen to the round. That's called saw besaw. We get there. One shiloh upon his case. That's also no. That's mutter. That's mutter. We're going to get the complicated. We're going to discuss that. There's a whole sugya to it that's called saw besaw. One moment. Let's first discuss Mr. Rapport's case. Mr. Rapport's case is much worse because money is being extended. Over here, there's a double problem. First of all, this woman, this person borrows. She borrows duck sauce. Okay, so that's a loan right then and there. And then she's asking her to make another loan. Go to the store. Go to the store and buy and lay out the money. That's a second loan. And then after she lays out the money, now she's paying both in one shot. She says, you laid out the money.
She didn't bring the whiteboard, maybe she.
And she pays the receipt. So by when your wife lays out the money, your wife is extending her a second loan. Right?
Well, the first one was the product.
Well, you see, in your case, it might be a little bit different. Let's explain why your case might be different. Let's understand this. Because when your wife is buying the duck sauce, who's she buying it for?
Herself.
That's a difference. It's a very fundamental difference. And that's one of the solutions to this problem, in this situation. Let's put your question on hold for one moment. Okay? Let's go back to our Shaila and find the solution. What are you going to do? It happens in Maisim
Mechol Yom. Here's an easy solution.
Yeah.
When the guy gives you the money back, you tell him, and he says, keep it, you say, thank you for the...
For the ribbis.
No. Thank you for the shipping and handling.
For the what?
For the shipping and handling.
No, it doesn't matter. It's too late. It's too late. Once you take the money in your hands, you cannot, under any circumstance, retroactively say... That's a solution. Okay, if you see that he extends to you a $10 bill, so you have to say, I'm not allowed to, it's ribis. So I can only take the $10 bill if you will tell me now that the extra change is for the service. So you have to specify. But sometimes you're embarrassed. Yeah, but sometimes you get embarrassed to go through. You know, you don't want to go get into a halachic debate. You don't want to say, I'm from the
so
new.
Then you're stuck? Then
no. So there's a very, very simple solution for all the Talmidei Chachamim here. When you go to buy the toothpaste, don't buy it for him. Buy it for yourself.
Say it.
Say it. I'm buying it for myself. Well, you have kavana. The simple solution is I'm buying the toothpaste for myself. It's not yours. I'm not lending you any money. It's my toothpaste. If I find in the box that I won a sweepstakes of $1 million, guess who won? I won. And this goes back to the sweepstakes question. Who will go and buy a Pepsi Challenge? And then you have which letter was the letter? No, everyone's there was a certain letter that was the missing letter. Whatever the letter was, that so who is the owner? If I go buy, the caterer buys the Pepsi, and for a kiddush, and then they discover on the table one of those bottles of soda is you become a millionaire. So the caterer says, I'm the one who made the kiddush. I'm the one you paid me to make the kiddush. So I own all the soda on the table, and it's a service. So I'm the millionaire. And the Baal Simcha, who paid the caterer, says, no, by me giving you the money, I own all the food. Right. So therefore, I'm. That's the old Shaila. That's the old Shaila. Let's go back. The simple solution to this problem is as follows. If someone says you lay out the money, and there's a very real possibility that he's going to ask, give you back, not going to be didactic, he'll give you back more, give you back a $10 bill. When you buy the item, you shall declare, or at least think in your mind, it could be even your mind is enough.
Or you tell the person.
No, you have to get in. Sometimes, more often than not, when you don't like to get into a religious discussion with certain people. A guy, do me a favor. Everything has to be about halacha. For some people, yeah, that's the way it should be. But some people don't like it. So you don't want to get in. You don't want to get involved in halacha. So you don't want to get. You don't want to get involved in a halachic discussion, especially if he's not even a firm person. Let's say at work, you were at work with someone, and he's Jewish, he's not religious, and he asks you for a favor, you're going to go get in a whole fight with him? Now is not the time for religion. Okay, there's a time for everything. So you don't want to go and confront him and tell him it's ribbis, this, that, so you want to just do it from your side, from your perspective, avoid ribbis. So what do? Buy the toothpaste for yourself. It's my toothpaste. And now, in the event that I win the sweepstakes, I won $1 million. It's my toothpaste. Now you come back and you have the toothpaste. Then when you give it to him, you're basically selling it to him. I can charge you $10. The store only charges $9.49. I can charge more.
So then you can't give him a discount.
Why can't I give him a discount?
Because
it's mine. I can do whatever I want. It's mine. It's mine. I bought it for $9.49. It's mine. Now I'm coming to you. You want it. And you want to give me a $10? That's right. I'll take the $10. You give me the gimme. So when he's giving me $10, knowing that really only cost in the store $9.49, so what? I'm charging more. You go on Amazon. Other sellers have different prices. You may would prefer to buy from another seller. It costs more, costs less. I've done you a service. I brought the merchandise to your door. You give me $10. That's right. I'm charging you $10 for this item. It's a transaction. There's no loan whatsoever. Until you give me the money, it's mine. That is the simplest solution. Say it cost in the store. I paid for it $9.49.
Well, I'm giving you 10.
Good. So that's take good. It. Quiet. Strike. Quiet. Good. Absolutely good. It's mechira. He doesn't. You don't have to go tell him all the details. I bought it in my mind. I bought it for myself. It's mine. It's not yours. And if you'll take me to court, you want it? It's the last toothpaste in the world. Too bad for you. It's mine. I bought it for myself. I took my money and I bought it for myself. You thought that I was alone. Oh, you were fooled. I bought it for myself. I know that I can't do that. It's ribbis. Now you want to give me $10? Good. I'll take $10. You want to give me? It's fine. That's perfectly fine. That is the best thing to do. If you forget, let's say you forget yourself and you buy it really for him, now you got a real problem on your hands. So you have to tell him in advance. So then you have to, then the solution would have to really tell him. And you would have to say, you know, listen, you know, this is the halacha, it's ribbis. So if you want to give me extra money, the only way we can arrange it is that the extra money you're giving me is for the service. And you have to make that statement very clear before you take the money. Because once you take the money, it's a mu'uvis she'ena yachol niskan. You have to give him back the money, give him back the ribbis, and you're already in a violation. And giving back the money is not going to take away the avera. The avera was done. And you cannot undo the avera. You're not allowed to be nenef from the extra 51 cents. And some say when you violate ribbis, you're not allowed to be neni for the whole $10. When there is a violation of ribis, now by ribis derabanan we don't go so far. If ribis deraisa, it contaminates all the money. It doesn't just contaminate the ribis, it contaminates the principal as well. So you, once the money has been taken, you're stuck now in your hands with the ribis. Now it's only ribis derabanan because you did not specify in the very beginning. But nevertheless, an extra 51 cent is ribis. And you have to give it back to him. You don't give it to Tztaka. Tztaka doesn't want your ribis. Doesn't want your ribis. Give it back to him. This money is not my money. So this is something you have to think of. Now, there is another exception to the rule, parents and children. Parents and children. When a parent says to a child, do me a favor, go to the store and buy me toothpaste. And the child comes back, and the child lays out his own money. It happens once in a while. Children have it. Happens. It's a rare event, but occasionally a child has their own money, okay? Especially dealing with adult children, and they go visit their parents, elderly parents, and the parents, they need certain things. And they go, you know, can you pick up for me this and this and this? You know, it's pretty common in these type of situations. And you go and you lay out the money, and the parents, how much did it cost? How much did it cost? And you tell the parent, you're embarrassed, tell your parents what it cost. And then you out of the side of your mouth, you tell them what it costs, and they'll always give you more. Always give you more. Whatever it costs, they'll give you more. They'll never give you less. No such thing. They'll always give you more. Why is that ribis? Because a parent and a child, the extra money is not viewed in halacha as payment for a loan. It's, I love you. I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift.
Can you do that when you do it regularly?
Yeah.
No, you cannot. No. The answer is no.
When someone comes and you bring the toothpaste to the guy, and he says, what did it cost? You tell him, it's free, but it cost me $9.99. It's free to you, but it cost me $9.99. So whatever he gives him is a matana.
So basically what you're saying is, I bought it for myself.
Right. Which is the
same thing. Fine.
So even if you didn't buy it for yourself, you can say, how much is it?
It's not so simple. If you didn't buy, if you came up with this lumbus after you already purchased it, I don't know if it works. You can't.
Why? If you purchased for him, it doesn't make sense.
You purchased it for him, it's his. If you bought and your kavana was...
You said, I did it for you for free.
When did you come up with this kunz? After you bought it or before you bought it?
After you bought it.
No, I don't think you can do that. It's too late. Too late.
Right? I come back and I give him the laundry. And then he says, how much is it? You say, I did it for you as a favor, but it cost me $10.
When you put the quarters in the machine, what was your kavana?
It doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
No,
it does.
Didn't get any money for it.
It does. It, what it seems
you're
here,
that
it does.
You're able to ribbit as soon as you buy it?
Yeah. It does make a difference.
Well, as soon as you buy it, you're able to
when you take the money out of your pocket and you put it into the machine to do the laundry, what is your kavana?
If the guy dies in between, you still like on ribbit?
If the guy dies in between, his yarshim owe you the $10. They owe you the
$10. But is there ribbit?
Yeah, a Yerush dollar to pay ribis.
You actually say, what did you pay me? You said $9. Well, you owe $9.
Ribis! It's ribis.
But the $9 is not ribis because that's what you paid for it.
The 9 is not ribis, but the extra dollar is ribis.
The Yerushim have a bill. They owe for their father $9. $10. They owe $9.
So if they give you $10, they're paying ribis. What's the problem? If they're not paying, so good, then it's not ribis. If they pay you exactly for the toothpaste, $9.49, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
And there's no ribbis?
Of course not. Why should there be ribbis?
When he put the money in the machine, he paid a ribbis.
That's a loan. Why is that ribbis? If I borrow $10 and I pay you back $10, that's not ribbis. Ribbis, I pay back $10 and one penny is ribbis.
Yeah, but you're saying that as soon as he buys it, he's either ribbis.
No, he's not. As soon as he buys it, he now has constructed a loan. A loan has been created. And there's no way to undo the loan. A loan has been created. If I buy it myself, it's mine. There's no loan. Once I buy with the kavana that it's yours, a loan has been brought into this world. And there's no way now to undo that loan.
One guy is zayver, the other guy is not.
Everyone is zayver. When it comes to ribis, anyone that gets involved is over on the isser. The borrower, the lender, the witnesses, the one who writes the shtar, everyone who is involved in ribis is zeris akasav is over on ribis. It's a dover chomer admoid. That's right.
So when he pays for it $9,
there's no ribis yet.
When does the ribis become?
When he gives him $10.
Right. So the ribbis comes to the mafreya to the second.
That's why it's only ribbis midrabban, not ribbis midaraisa, because it's not kitsutsa. Okay. It's not kitsutsa. It doesn't have to happen. So he's entitled to pay me $9. So it's midrabbanon. That's what
he doesn't get the fly. He doesn't get the ribbis midrabbanon until he gets the $10.
That's right. Correct.
He says to him,
that's
you
correct.
Know, I got it for you for free. But it cost me $9. What's the difference? What do you
have? It doesn't matter. It does not. That's exactly what Chazal have said. If this loan has been, this transaction has been structured as a loan for $9, and when the day is over, $10 has been given to repay this $9, that's ribbis midrabanan.
And if he comes back and he says, I don't want to take the $10 at all because it's all for free.
So that means you moichel the loan.
So maybe
you're right. Maybe in that situation, you're saying something very good. Maybe he actually says this. If you basically says, but Mary says, I'm moichel the loan. I'm moichel the loan. You don't have to pay me. I'm moichel the loan. Now you want to give me a matana? So that's cool. That's not so simple either. That's mechsi karibis. Those type of situations, it's not a simila and minatara, but they're not legitimate. To be moichel alone with the understanding that you're going to get, the guy's going to give you the money anyway. The guy has a $10 bill in his hand, right? And you say to him, I can't take it, it's going to be ribbis. So you know what? I'm moichel alone, and now you'll give me a matan of $10. You're not going to do that. That's a harama. That's mechsek ribbis. You don't do that. You're not going to do that. It doesn't work. Even in the Rabban, you don't do that. The laws of ribbis mid Rabban are very chomer. Then they're not simple. The laws of Rabban. Wait, he's asking first. First, then.
You said that a father and son relationship is not.
Correct.
So let's say a son wants to borrow money from his father.
Yeah.
And the father says, the only thing I want you is the money that I'm giving you, I could have either invested elsewhere and made.
Where is the Raisa? It's Kitsutsa. That's Midaraisa. Chazal. Chazal does not take, we'll discuss this tomorrow. No, parent only in this case of ribbis is mutar. Avak ribbis, when you lay out money, not in the case of a mortgage. I can't take out a mortgage, so we'll take out the mortgage in your name, on the father's name.
No, not a mortgage. I'm going to lend my son $100,000.
But I want you to give me back more money. The money that I could have lost had I invested it. So that's ribbis d'oraisa. The Torah does not take into account what you could have done with the money had I invested. The Torah does not acknowledge that. If you go and you tell a person, it's not ribbis, I'm lending you $1,000 and I want you to pay me back over a couple of years. I want you to pay me back.
I was focusing on the father and son.
No. Whenever you make even the father and son, there is ribbis d'oraisa. The exemption of giving back more money is only in this particular situation where there was nothing stipulated in advance whatsoever. A father said to a child, go and lay out money for me. When you lay out the money, it becomes a loan. Now when you come, you pay back, he gives you more money. That's avak ribbis. It's not ketsutza. But if it's a father and a child, it is assumed it is a davar pasha that the extra money is not being given back to pay back the loan. It's beginning because the father loves him, wants to give him a gift. It's davar pasha. It's a pasha. But that's not so. Husband and wife, you don't say that. I have two separate bank accounts. You don't necessarily say that. Two separate bank accounts, and don't say it by friends.
Wants to give back money on his own. There was no stipulation.
If the what?
If the son wants to, he lent 100.
The father laid out money. The son to a father? I don't think so. No, a son to a father, you don't say this ribbis. It's only father to make a very good point. It's only father to a child, not a father, a child to a son. A child does not love his father to the degree where they're willing to give him a gift. That's right. It only applies one way: father, mother, down to the son. A child to the parents? No. If the parents lay out money for you, and now you come to pay them back and you give them more money, it's ribbis. It's really ribbis. What?
If it was not stipulated in advance.
Yeah, even that, it's ribbis midrabanan. This is ribbis. There's
a problem here, Rabbi. Okay,
maybe tomorrow. We're out of time, so we'll keep this is going good. Tomorrow, in Yeretz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. We're out of time. We'll take a break. What?
Is the ribbis applies even less than a pruta?
Pachas mipruta?
Yeah, 949 gives him 950.
It's his question. Probably not. No, there's no in halacha, in Jewish law, there's no such thing as that it's less than a pruta. It's not. Pachas Miput is not. It's not us moving the rice. All right, let's take a break now for a short minute. Tuvim Musamu Rishon say means exactly the same thing. Two words which mean exactly the same thing. Neshech Marbis. Marbis means increase. How do you do tshuva? Neshech Marbis. Return the money. You have to return the money.
If there are so many situations that you're not aware that it was Neshech Marbis,
then you have to do something for the community. Whenever you steal and you cannot, pay back the money to the individual, so the halacha is you're supposed to pay, set up a community fund. A community fund. The community should benefit. You give the money to the city for new light bulbs. You do something for the klal, and you hope that his children, his descendants, or in general the klal is koil everyone together.
Excuse me.
By a Jew, it's not gezeira. By a Jew, there's no gezeira pachas miput. By a goy, there is.
About the ribbit?
Ribbit? No, I don't think so. In halacha, there's no such thing in halacha pachas miput. It's awesome. It's not bad.
Gezeira in midoraita.
No. I don't think so. It's not the right thing to do. It's not ethical. But
I hear that pachas miput.
It's not gezeira, but you're not going to do it. It's not the right thing.
No, I know. But
a guy is killed. A guy is chayiv misa. A guy is chayiv misa for gnei gezeira, gnei apocalypse, but not a Jew.
How about 300?
You took from me $300. It's a ganav. There's nothing to discuss. You gave him money, he doesn't want to give it back. He didn't provide you any service, he doesn't want to give back to you, so there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. What kind of question is this?
I know someone
who bought a kever. You ever hear such a crazy story? A person who bought a kever, he paid for the kever $1,000. 30, 40 years ago. Okay? He died. He has no children. He died. They come out to the cemetery and they say, well, the kever costs $15,000. Here is the deed. We paid. The kever was paid for $1,000. So the cemetery says, yeah, that was the deed for him. Now, this is a true story. About a month ago, guy buys the kever 30 years ago in the cemetery in Eretz Yisrael. He paid $1,000 30 years ago. He dies. He has no relatives. The family brings the body for burial. They refuse to open the grave until they get $15,000 for the kever. So they said, we have a deed. The kever was purchased. It was purchased 30 years ago. Here's the deed for $1,000. Yeah, it was $1,000 for him. For him. But for you, it's $15,000. What? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? What does that mean? They don't understand now what I just said. They would not open the kever until they went to court. They had an emergency, go to a judge in Israel, get a court order to open up the grave. Because the senators know. Just because he paid $1,000, he paid $1,000.
That's for him.
But now it's 30 years later, and you want the grave to bury him. So for you, we're going to charge. I don't understand. Doesn't make one bit of sense. And you're talking to a war. You're talking to people.
No, they didn't bury him yet. He just died. Yeah.
And they went. They luckily were able to go to a judge. Body is lying in wait. They were able to go to emergency court to go to a judge to get a court order that these people are quacks. Are quacks.
You know where this happened?
Yes, in Ashdod. You look, your mom is crazy. You have a deed. What more do you want? You paid for it. What more do you want? No, that was 30 years ago. It's 30 years later. The value has gone up. What are you crazy? I own it. And I have to go to a judge to get a court order? People have this crazy one because why? Because they smell that these people are very wealthy people. And they can pull something over them.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's terrible.
It's an emergency. You want to get buried. You know,
take advantage. The body has to lie in wait to get a court order. A court order. At kedei kach.
What the court order?
Go to the judge.
The judge told them.
The judge says that you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You guys have a deed. The deed says it's your property. You paid for it. Just because now it's worth $50,000, who cares? That's life.
That's
not death.
Only 10,000, yes?
A lot of strange things happen in this world. Okay, our boy said, let's discuss.
Business is fraud and
money.
Money is
Then, money is not everything.
Yeah.
It's the only thing.
It's death. Death. You know, the money is going to from my hand to other hand to other hand. It's the most dirtiest thing in the world.
And people don't that's the reason why it's called dhamma. It circulates.
Blood circulates. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we have only a few minutes. You have 10 minutes. Close the door, please. Just close the door. We've got 10 minutes. This week's parasha is parashas. Oh,